We all want to be happier, but how do we get there? First, we start by realizing happiness is not a destination. Being happy consists of micro action steps every single day. I'm your host, Brittany King, and I'm here to guide you along the way.
Hello, my beautiful friend, and welcome back to the Positively Real podcast. I got a fun episode for you today because today marks the first day of spring. And technically, this is the first day of the year. And if you're like, no, first day is January, hang with me because I talk about this a lot. Now, if you started the beginning of the year not feeling super motivated or inspired and you were comparing yourself to other people and you didn't hit the ground running, there's a reason. And that is because it's still the middle of winter when the new year starts. And so now we are entering a season of growth, a season of rebirth, reinvention, goal setting. Like, this is the time to plant the seeds, set the goals, and really your new year starts now, which is so exciting because you might be feeling this energy. I've been feeling this energy big time. I mean, think about it. It is officially the first day of spring, especially if you're in Arizona. I mean, the weather is just incredible. I know not every place is experiencing these beautiful weather, sunny and blue skies. Although there has been some rain, which has also led to a beautiful spring season, which I think is going to bring even more beautiful blooming flowers. But if you think about the season of spring, right, it represents blooming of flowers, warmer weather, longer days. And I know my husband is stoked about the longer days because that guy, he's so dedicated to his runs. He literally runs with a headlamp on. It's so dark when he goes for a run. And now the sun is coming out earlier and we have these longer, beautiful days. And so we have a couple of different things going on right now. And you can probably feel it. I know I can feel it. We go outside. We have this ritual at the end of the day with my family. And we just go play in the backyard. We play pickleball. We'll play with bubbles. I got a bouncy house for my daughter, so I'll blow that up. And we just spend as much time as we can outside together at the end of the day. And it just feels so good. And you can just feel this renewed energy, you know, coming out of winter season, which is a time for reflection, going inward, hibernation, and really taking the time to reflect. And that reflection process is really important to set intentions for the year to come. And so we are really entering in this season of growth. And that is what the spring season is. It's a catalyst for personal, professional renewal and growth. And so that's what I wanted to talk about in our episode today. So today being the first day of spring and the spring equinox, I'm going to talk about a couple different things, but especially I want to talk about the three phases of spring and how this relates to you in your life, especially if you haven't set goals yet, because this is the time you might feel motivated to set goals, which is, this is it, right? Like, because wherever you put your focus, that is what is going to grow. Give your attention to what you want to grow. And so today we are now moving into Aries season. And Aries is the time for starting anew. This is the time for new beginnings. You know, nature is starting again as the plant sprout buds and you hear the birds chirping and you just see people are out and about. And so this also pertains not just to what's happening in our natural world, but also what's happening in our internal world. You might be entering the season where you feel more energized, right? Because maybe you took time to rest. Maybe you took more time off. So this is really the time to be open to new inspiration, new things that might come into your mind, because just as nature is beginning a new cycle of life, so are you. And so this is a beautiful time to set intentions. You know, spring is a beginning of a new astrological year. So if you follow astrology, this is, you know, last month was the end and this is now the beginning. So it's allowing the time that we've spent throughout the winter season to kind of thaw and fade away as we start feeling this new renewed sense of energy about the year ahead. You know, now we have more days of sunlight and sunshine, and everything is just coming into a bloom. So as you align with these cycles, we can actually match our energy with the vibration around us. And so this is the perfect time to spend more time in nature. Truly, like it is. This is the time to spend as much time as you can outside. And if you live in a city, finding a park where you can, you know, put your feet on the earth and be in the grass, just being really intentional about being outside. One of the things that I find so rejuvenating is just literally basking in the sun, just letting the sun warm my skin, whether that's on a walk or if I'm just laying in the grass. Typically right now, I just love laying in the grass and I love just listening to my daughter play. And I just feel like the light from the sun is just energizing me and it just feels so good on my skin. We always take our shoes off as soon as we get outside. We put our shoes on just to take them off so we can just be in the earth and it just feels amazing. So the more time that you can spend outside, the better you will feel this season, especially if you had a rough winter, especially if you felt like you kept getting knocked down. This is the perfect time to renew your spirit by getting outside. Like everybody that I talk to, especially my clients, are like, oh my God, it just feels so good. I just sat outside for 5 minutes. And honestly, that's all we need. Like, we don't need to spend hours. I mean, if you can spend hours, that's great, but it's not necessary. So I want to talk about the three phases of spring. There's the awakening, the growth, and then there's the blossoming. And then I want to talk about setting intentions and then some things that you can do to help you really set yourself up for a very impactful spring season. This is a very powerful time. And don't let it, you know, don't let it pass you by. You know, you don't have to hit the ground running. You don't have to go 0 to 100. You can continue to ease into it, but just being intentional by being aware of your energy and the energy you want to embody, that will make the biggest difference. And then hang around till the end, because I'm going to walk you through just a really simple grounding breathwork meditation to help you set your intention for this beautiful season that is upon us. So the awakening phase of the spring season is the early part of spring. So this is where we are. This is nature's wake-up call, and this symbolizes new beginnings. This is the awakening of goals and dreams that might have gone dormant during winter, or maybe new things have come up. This is kind of what's bringing our awareness to our desires, the things that we want to create this year. This is the time to really sit down and get clear on what you want your goal to be. If you created a vision board at the beginning of the year, this is the time that you look at your vision board and you choose what's most important and you make your goal based off of that. I like to break goals down into 3 month periods. So instead of looking at the whole entire year, I'm like, okay, what is this, the goal of this season? And it goes towards the bigger vision, but I always just ask myself, what's most important right now? Like, what is going to help me get to that bigger vision? And I just think about the next step. And the smaller you can make the step, the easier it is to get started. You know, tend to look at our goals and our vision and be like, it's just impossible to get there. And as soon as that happens, we're like, how am I going to do it? This is such a big goal. Then we end up shutting ourselves down before we even get started. I also like to call this failing ahead of time, because before we even start, we don't do it because we think that it's just too much and it's too hard and we can't take the action necessary. So this is the awakening time. This is when you awaken your goals and your dreams. So bring it to light. What do you want this year? And just be really clear. And if the answer is, I don't know, take that offline for a minute, like remove, I don't know, from your thought process and just ask yourself, what if I did know? How do I want to experience here? What do I want to create in my life? What do I want more of? And we spend that winter time reflecting and letting go so we can have this conversation with ourselves and be really honest about what's important and how we want to achieve those goals. And so if you're getting stuck here, look at your values, what is important to you, what value is not being expressed. Can you set a goal around a value that you want to bring more into your life, an energy that you want to embody? Now, these are all things that you can do during the awakening phase of spring. And so again, getting clear and making sure it's aligned with you and your values and what's important, not what you think other people think your goal should be. Like, truly listen, tune into your intuition and ask yourself, what do I want this year? And how do I want to feel at the end of the year? And what actions would I need to take? And then the goal really just becomes very easy and clear. I should say, not achieving the goal, because we shouldn't set goals that are easy, low-hanging fruit. A point of having a goal is to stretch us and to evolve. So it just becomes easy to identify, I should say, what the goal is. So that's phase one. Phase two is the growth phase. And so this is towards mid-spring. So this is where the initial buds of early spring start to flourish. This is a phase that parallels with our intentions. So when we plant the seeds of intention, it begins to manifest and starts growing. And the only way that it can do that is through nurturing and attention, because whatever you put your attention to, it will grow. And when you set clear intentions and you know what your intention is, and you bring that intention into your mind every day around the halfway point of spring, that's when you start seeing things come to light. You start seeing these changes. You start seeing these shifts, whether it's an external goal where you can see, you know, tangible external markers of growth, or maybe it's more an intangible. And the intangible, you'll start to feel that shift as long as you are clear about what the intention is and you take action towards it. And it's not just any action, it is aligned action. And what does aligned action mean? It means it's aligned with your values. It's aligned with the type of person you are and the type of person that you are becoming. So that's the growth phase. And then we move in to the blossoming phase. This is the end of spring, and this represents the full bloom, maybe some might say super bloom, and all the fruition of your efforts. And it's a time to celebrate your growth and achievements before the summer season begins, before the new cycle begins. Now, this isn't the only time that you're going to be setting goals as the spring. This is the jump off. This is the catalyst for the rest of the year. So when a new cycle begins, that's when you adjust. That's when you evaluate. That's when you debrief what worked in the spring season, what didn't work, and what do you want to do differently in the summer season. So we have the awakening, which is where we are right now. We have the growth, and then we have the blossoming. And this is super simple. And if you think about it, you have 13 weeks, right, or so in the season. And so if you break it down, you can really set little reminders on your calendar to check in with it. Like, okay, we're at the midway point. Where are we at right now? What adjustments do I need to make? And if you have that intention, then you will, again, what you give your attention to will grow. There's intention, attention, no tension. And so what I mean by that is your intention drives your attention. And when you know what's important, you shouldn't have a bunch of tension. You shouldn't be carrying tension and stress in your body, because all the other things melt away and it just gives you something to focus on. Attention, intention, attention, no tension. So those are the three phases of spring. Then I want to walk you through setting intentions for spring. Now, I'm going to do this at the end, but it's really important before you even start the awakening phase that you set an intention. Choosing a quiet moment to reflect on what you want to invite into your life this spring, and then being able to write it down and bring it into your life every single day. Not just something that you do once, like literally having a visual reminder of it, because that is what's going to direct your brain. Okay. So before we get into the intention setting for spring, I want to talk about the importance of spring cleaning, and not just your house, your space, which is a very important thing to declutter, because I believe a cluttered space also represents a cluttered mind. But also, it's important to do some decluttering of the different areas of your life, your habits. Which habits serve you and which hinder you. Like, do an evaluation, no judgment, just see what's working and what's not. Spring cleaning of your relationships. Reflect on relationships that nourish you and those that drain you and make adjustments accordingly. Your space. So obviously having an organized space, not having it cluttered helps bring clarity. And we just collect so much stuff. And let me tell you, with a child, I have so much stuff and I'm back in that phase of wanting to get rid of everything. And so it feels really good to just start making space. And what I like to do is not all at once. I just break it down. I just break it down space by space, room by room, sometimes drawer by drawer. And that really helps take the big decluttering task and makes it really manageable. And this is also an opportunity to declutter your goals. There might be goals that are no longer aligned with your current values, and it's okay to let them go. Like, it is perfectly okay. If you need permission, just let it go. If the goal is meant to come back, it will, but it's not doing any good taking up precious real estate in your brain. And then the most important thing is to do some decluttering of your thoughts, beliefs, and stories. This is so important. We need to let go of our limiting beliefs to make room for new empowering narratives. And this is what I do with my clients. I help them. I treat their brain like a garden, and I help them not just take care of the weeds on a surface level. We're going deep into our subconscious to pull out the weeds at the root, and then we plant new seeds. And in those new seeds, that's where our intention goes, and that's where our attention goes. And so when we plant those new seeds, the important thing to do through repetition and emotion is water them, nurture them, take care of them. Because we all know, you plant seeds and you don't take care of it, what's going to happen? Yes, if you're thinking in your head they're going to die, that's exactly what's going to happen. We can't just do it once. We have to do it over and over again. We have to take care of it. We have to tend to the garden of our mind. So something that you can do that's really simple is make a category for each area. Keep, donate, discard, right? Like, it's a very simple process. You can Marie Kondo all of this, and you can also do reflect, release, align. And so that works for your thoughts and beliefs. So this will really help you get rid of stuff in your physical space, to keep, to donate, to discard. And then in your internal space, reflect, release, realign. And so this will really help you reflect on your current state and release what no longer serves you and align with your values, to align with your purpose, to align with your highest self. And if you can do this, it's really simple. This is also creating the very fertile ground to have a very powerful spring season. And the more intention you can give to this, the more energy you will have towards the things that are important to you, that are meaningful to you. And so now I want you to think about, like, when making that space, you are cultivating new habits and intentions. You're doing spring cleaning for the soul. You're getting clear on what's most important to you. And if you create the opportunity for yourself to do this, I can't emphasize this enough. You will be mind blown at what you can accomplish, but not just accomplish, because it's not about accomplishing. It's how you feel in the process. You will not feel burnt out. You will not feel overwhelmed. You will not feel defeated, deflated. You will feel energized. You will feel clear. You will feel on top of that. You will feel unstoppable, truly. And it's not because you're necessarily, like, doing less. And although you probably will end up doing less than you normally would, but it's because when you're aligned, the energy that you get from that, it fuels you, versus when you're out of alignment and you're just taking action to avoid how you're feeling and you are being filled with fear and self-doubt, that is what drains your battery. And that's the quickest way to burn out. So what I want to do now is first just to take a moment to talk about the spring equinox, because it's really important to think about, like, what is happening in our world and how that reflects in our current life. Because the spring equinox is essentially when the day and night are approximately equal duration all over the planet. And so there's balance there. There's harmony. There's equilibrium. And so this is a powerful metaphor for balance in our own life. And so this natural phenomenon can inspire you to reflect on how you can create more harmony between your personal and professional life, your internal and your external life, and in your relationship with others. You know, the symbolism of an equinox is this equilibrium between balance, between darkness and light. And I think that this is a really important thing to touch on, because something that people come to me all the time, I need balance. I'm like, ask them what they want. They need balance. And like, it's impossible to have balance, truly. Like, you just can't. Like, if you have responsibilities, if you have a career, relationship, friendships, hobbies, maybe you have a family, or maybe you want to start a family. Maybe you have, you're volunteering, or you have other projects that you're working on. Wherever you put your focus, that's where your energy is going to go. And so whatever you don't put your focus on, like, you can't balance that. And in trying to get to that balance is just, it's really setting yourself up for failure, truly. And it just makes you feel worse about yourself. And so, you know, what we're looking for is harmony. We're looking at how these different areas of our life fit together. And I think this balance between darkness and light is letting in the parts of ourselves we don't love, the parts of ourselves that we hide, the parts of ourselves that we try to overwork ourselves and prove ourselves that we are worthy and deserving and enough and all and lovable. And so we do this in attempt to hide these parts we don't love. But if we just can accept that there's going to be parts of ourselves we don't love, and then really focus on loving those parts, that's what's actually going to create the balance in our body. Because that's the only place that we can create balance, is within our nervous system. That's what we're constantly striving to do, is to come back into equilibrium. So we're not in this heightened stress state, and we're not in this shutdown state all the time, right? Like, we want to be able to maintain this middle ground, which allows us to be more flexible and resilient and bounce back from adversity. Like, that's what we're looking for. So I think this time with this equinox happening is just a really beautiful reminder, and just checking in with yourself. Like, are you overworking? Where in your life are you ignoring? What parts of yourself are you ignoring? What are you trying to distract yourself from? What are you trying to avoid? And using this as an opportunity to bring it to light and find that balance within yourself. And I think the more that we can do this, the more whole we'll feel. And then it will just ripple into every area of our life, in our career, in our relationships, our relationship with ourselves. It's just this beautiful ripple that always starts within us, within ourselves. So now I want to talk about setting intentions for spring. So this is a really beautiful time to set an intention for renewal and growth. So you can do this now, as long as you're not driving, or set aside some time where there's a quiet moment so you can reflect on what you want to bring into your life. And being able to do this is really, like, it's so simple, so simple. And we don't do it. We just write it down on a piece of paper and we move on. But this is the time to really be clear, to envision what you want your life to be like at the end of this season, what changes you want to see, how you want to feel, what things you want to celebrate, what do you want to overcome? Because the season is an opportunity to turn obstacles into challenges. You know, being in this nice, energetic, open place does not mean you're not going to have challenges, but it means you're going to have the energy, you're going to have the creativity, you're going to have the space to figure out how to overcome it, because the obstacle becomes the way. The obstacle becomes the strategy. And with your intention, it helps keep you on that path. So what we're going to do is spend a little bit of time helping you get clear on what you want for the spring season, focusing on personal growth, renewal, or anything else that you want to experience by the end of spring. So make sure that you're in a space that you won't be interrupted. You can always pause this episode and come back to it, but make sure you have a pen, paper, anything else that you need to get ready for this. Because what we're going to do is a couple rounds of breath, And then we're going to drop into a meditation. And the meditation is just going to help guide you to set your intention. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in through your nose. And then exhale. And maybe you just take a moment and look around your space to get anchored and grounded. Just follow my voice. We're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. In and out. So deep breath in, filling your lungs, your belly with air, and then feeling your belly relax as you release all the air. In, two, three, four, out. And so as you inhale, you're inviting in that energy to bring in the clarity for your intention. And then as you exhale, you're releasing any tension and distractions, anything that has your mind swirling around, using this as an opportunity to get grounded, to become present with yourself. Breathe in, two, three, four, out. In and out. In and out. Just like that. Stay with it. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. And as you inhale, I want your belly to expand. And as you exhale, your belly softens. And just letting go of the thoughts that are coming up, just noticing the ebbs and flows of your thoughts, of your emotions, as you become more present in your body, in this space. In, two, three, four, out. Two, three, four, in and out. And now with your next inhale, I want you to focus on extending the exhale. In and focus on extending the exhale to a six or an eight count. In and out. Just keep following that pattern, extending the exhale longer than the inhale, allowing yourself to feel more relaxed and present with each breath, staying with it. Breathe in and out. One more in, out. And then hold it there at the bottom of the exhale. And I just want to invite you to hold it here before slowly taking a big breath in through your nose. And now I'm taking a moment to think about something that you feel grateful for today. Whatever comes to mind is perfect, just something that you feel so much gratitude towards. Maybe it's yourself, maybe it's a person, maybe an experience you had. Just let it come into your mind and move through your body. And just with this sense of calm and openness, I want you to envision your life at the end of spring. Seeing the changes you wish to see, how you want to feel, what you're celebrating, what you have overcome. Just picture yourself moving through this season, doing the activities that bring you joy, growth, and fulfillment. imagining the different aspects of your life that have blossomed by the end of this season. What are you celebrating? How have your relationships, your career, your personal well-being, how have they evolved? Breathing in this sense of accomplishment and the emotions associated with these achievements. And I invite for you to focus on how you want to feel by the end of this season. Is it more connected, peaceful, energized? Maybe it's confident. Envision yourself embodying these feelings, radiating this energy in every interaction and every task. And with this feeling in your body and these visions in your mind, let's distill them into a clear, powerful intention. An intention that resonates with who you want to be at the end of this season. Don't try to find the perfect answer. Allow it to come through. Use the present tense as if it's already happened. I am embracing new beginnings with joy and openness. I am celebrating my wins and personal growth with gratitude. What do you want your intention to be, the energy that you embody this season? And just breathing that intention right into your heart, into your chest, feeling your body relax and soften, and just taking a moment to really instill this feeling, anchor it into your body as if it's already there. And when you're ready with your next breath, write down your intention. Maybe it's a phrase, maybe it's a word. But write it down, and as you write it down, slowly and deliberately feel it. Feel into your intention. I encourage you to place it somewhere where you'll see it every single day. So this could be a sticky note, a bookmark on your phone, wallpaper, reminders on your phone, the beginning of the day, the middle, the end. Just anywhere that will remind you daily of your commitment to this season of growth and renewal. Just taking a moment here to take another deep breath in as we bring this exercise to a close. Just feeling inspired and motivated by your intention for spring. And if you don't feel that way right now, that's okay. Spend a little bit more time with it. You know, exhaling any doubt that you can embrace this season with open arms. And as always, this is a journey of growth. It's forever ongoing, not a destination. So every small step you take towards your intention is worth celebrating. Because every single moment is an opening, is a possibility for new growth. Don't let the end goal distract you from being able to celebrate your growth in the moments that they're happening in real time. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed this exercise. I encourage you to revisit your intention often, and I cannot wait to hear about all of the beautiful things that blossom in your life this season. Until next time, remember to love yourself, own your happiness, and let your light shine, because you are so worthy of it, my friend. Until next time.